Welcome back to the Press Box on Saturday, April the 24th. Trying to get my calendar together. And we're ready for Derby Week as we start the countdown for the 147th Kentucky Derby. My great host, as always on Saturday, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker.
See, it would be easier instead of worrying about numbers if you just went ahead and said this Saturday that begins Derby Week the way it was supposed to be. Thank you, Gene, and great to have everybody here with us. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. So, Mr. McLean, we're here on the Saturday before the Derby. Once upon a time, there were horses that would run the Saturday before Derby and try to run their way into the Derby the next Saturday.
You know, Buzzy, it was called the Derby Trial, and it was a flat mile out of the chute. And Ben Jones, who was the Hall of Fame trainer, the famed trainer who won so many derbies with for Calumet Farm back in the day,
right.
He traditionally used the Derby Trial. And it really lasted all the way up until when, you know, you and I were covering the Derby.
That's right, yeah.
You know, I mean, I remember Devil's Bag being scratched out, and he was going to run in the Derby after running the Derby Trial. And, you know, so that was Woody Stevens and the guys back in the mid-'80s. So it wasn't that long ago. But as you know now, trainers give horses 4, 5, 6 weeks in between races. Something that the old hard boots would find hard to swallow. But that's become the trend and the norm these days. But we're a week away. Can you believe it? Well, I mean, we just had snow on the ground.
Let's go. But we could go through this, but we remember derbies when it's been like 80, 90 degrees and derbies when it's actually snowed on Derby Day. So you can get a little bit of everything. But it's great to have opening night at Churchill Downs. And so tonight, it's Saturday's opening night, presented by Budweiser. 10-race program kicks off the 38-day spring meet that runs through June 26th. Okay, and so tonight's feature is the William Walker, which will highlight the card. First post, I believe, is at 6 o'clock. The Walker, which is the feature, is the evening's 9th race, and it'll take place at 10-11. Who knows what the weather will be like then, but a great race for the opening night feature, Gene.
You know, I'm going to set my alarm and get up before the tonight's race. But it's an interesting race, Buzzy, because it's 5.5 furlongs on the turf. It won't last as long as it takes me to get up. But it's a really a good field. In fact, there's a horse in the field that many thought could potentially be a Derby horse. A horse by the name of Cowan, trained by Steve Asmussen. He ran in the Smarty Jones down at Oaklawn Park, ran second to Cotto River. A lot of people have thought Cotto River is one of the favorites for the Derby, and he very well may be still a major contender. Will not be a favorite, but has the early speed for the Derby. So this horse ran second to him, and that was on January the 22nd. Since then, Buzzy, he's traveled more than you and I have ever in a lifetime. He went over to running the Saudi Derby, ran second in that event, then came back and ran over in Dubai in a grass sprint there and didn't have the best of luck in that particular race. But all that being said, I mean, this horse has raced 9 times in his career, Buzzy. He's hit the board 7 times. He's got 5 seconds. So he knows his way around the track. He knows his way around the turf course, too. He's had 3 turf starts before going to Dubai. In those 3 in America, he's run 2 seconds, both of them at Keeneland. And one of them was in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. So, you know, this horse has got a lot of credentials. He should be the favorite. Gets Luis Diaz up, so he'll be a main contender.
All right, Gino, so the question becomes, we know about this well-traveled traveler, so how do you play it?
Well, you know, I think, Buzzy, that he's only 4 weeks since he was in the Middle East. And you know, that just takes a travel toll, I think, out of you as you move forward. And I'm sure Asmussen and his team have done a thorough review, and they feel like he's ready or he wouldn't be in tonight. So, but all that being said, I do think the field is so good that I want to try to beat Cowan. There's two or three horses in here I just want to mention very quickly. Buzzy, one of them is on the also eligible list. If Into the Sunrise, who is the 11 horse, gets in from the also eligible list, I give this horse a big shot. He has not started this year. He's a three-year-old son of Into Mischief, trained by Wesley Ward, who just won the trainer's title over at Keeneland. Into the Sunrise, I think, is a major consideration if he gets in. If he doesn't get in, I think you go to the rail with another Wesley Ward horse, another son of Into Mischief, and a horse by the name of Roderick. Roderick ran on the sloppy track down at Gulfstream. Didn't run very well. I don't think he liked the track at all that day. He was very wide. He was, you know, he just didn't handle the track. But in his lone turf start, he ran at Keeneland in a stakes race, ran a better than looks fifth that day, and Cowan was second in that race. So I do think Roderick, the one horse, has a shot. I think there's another horse in here by the name of Field Day. Field Day is trained by Brad Cox, a speedster in his own right, a horse that has had a lot of credentials, two wins, 2 seconds, 2/3 in 6 career starts. I'm giving you a lot of information, but I haven't given you a horse yet, but I'm giving it to you right now, and he's going to be an upset, one of my long shot specials. Horse named Bodenheimer. Bodenheimer won the Indian Summer Stakes in Keeneland last October. Has not run well in the last two, but both at Keeneland, I think the last race on April the 2nd, he really just got tired. And I think he'll run a big race. He's a Washington bred, running tonight at Churchill Downs at 10 o'clock. I'm going with an upset in Bodenheimer.
So you think because he's on Houston Pacific Coast time, that'll I like that, Gene. I like that. Listen, seriously. Gene kids a lot about information, but I'm telling you, for everything that's going on at the track this week, as we lead up to the Derby and the Oaks, as we get ready for the best week of racing of the year at Churchill Downs, all the information that you need, you can find on the site. You can find it at thepressboxlts.com. What you can also do is you can find great information about the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. And I'm not sure where we are on availability, but it's going to be a great week at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. There's something going on every day. I know that Gene is giving a handicapping seminar, I believe, on Friday. We'll be coming to you next week. I don't know if we'll do something after post-position draws, but we'll certainly be doing a show on Friday morning for the Oaks. And then we'll be doing one Saturday for Derby 147 as well. And as a special treat, this is for subscribers and non-subscribers, I will give you on Friday my Kentucky Oaks Lock of the Year.
Lock of the Year?
Lock of the Year. No charge. You don't have to be a subscriber. Just be a supporter of my friend Gene McLean of the Press Box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. And I will give you my Kentucky Oaks Lock of the Year.
Lock of the Year. I love it. I'm going to see you early and often this week. We're going to be tuning up the old microphones.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be laying them out there for the people just because they deserve it. And we're going to be honing in on some really good horses. Bodenheimer tonight, Buzzy, at 10-11. Going to be a big price. Let's kick off this Derby week. Let's have some fun. Enjoy what racing is truly meant to be, and that's here in Kentucky.
Amen, brother. Love you, pal. See you soon.
Love you too, man. Take care.